News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday visit with Kelly McKeithen at the Bryan Police Department. And let's start off with the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day and you guys being there.
Yes, I love pancakes. I don't know about you, but this Saturday, the Brazos Center is hosting the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, and it's going to be from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 8 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there are going to be a whole bunch of free activities there for kids and families to partake in, and we will be there to fingerprint your children. So if, you know, I mean, it's always good to have that filed away in case there's some kind of crisis situation, but you don't ever want to have to use it. But if you do, at least you'll have that on file, and we will be out there to fingerprint your children for free.
And again, this is Saturday at the Brazos Center from 8 until 1.
Correct.
All right. Moving on, let's talk a little bit about expired registration and inspection stickers.
I was driving around, and, you know, just out of habit, I look at those, and I've been seeing a lot of 2012 inspection and registration stickers. So I thought I would just give a shout out to remind y'all that you are past your grace period now. And if anyone, if an officer is going to stop you for that expired registration and inspection sticker, you're likely to get a citation for it.
And the other thing is I see many arrest reports where more serious things happen because, for instance, of an expired sticker.
And a lot of times we'll have an accident, and then, you know, they'll have expired registration or inspection stickers, so they wind up getting, you know, tagged three times. You know, they'll get a citation for the accident. They'll get a citation for all the expired things on their vehicle. So, you know, make sure that stuff is up to date.
All right, moving on to recruiting. Bryan PD needs a few new folks, huh?
Yes, we are now accepting applications, and I'm just going to touch on this a little bit because next week I'm actually going to bring Lori Burnt with me. She is our Bryan Police Officer Recruiting Agent, and she'll talk more about the requirements and stuff. But we are accepting applications. The deadline is March 13th, so you can go to our website at www.bryanpdrecruiting.com, and at the top you'll see a Learn More tab. Click on that, go down to Join, and you can fill out that application online. You will also need to download the personal history statement and fill that out and bring the personal history statement with you on the day of the test, which is going to be March 23rd at Blinn.
Well, in addition to recruiting adults, it looks like now you're starting to put a bug in the ear of parents for recruiting youngsters.
Correct. I want to, you know, this is the time when you're high school kids are thinking about what they want to do for the rest of their lives. And so we're going to give them an inside look at what police officers do every day. And we're going to have a junior police academy starting June 17th through June 27th. It's Monday through Thursdays, and it's going to be from 1 to 5, except for the first and last days, because the first day we want the parents to come so they know what's going to happen and where their kids, what their kids are going to be doing for those 2 weeks. And then the last day is like a little graduation ceremony. This is going to be open for students that are going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. They will have to have passing grades for the 5th, 6 weeks, which I think they should have those grades in April. And no criminal history. And they'll have to have a recommendation from two teachers, so they'll have to be able to get those two teachers' email addresses or phone numbers so that we can contact them. If they are interested in applying, they can go to our website at www.bryantxpolice.com. On the right-hand side, they'll see a volunteer. Click on that, and then they'll see the Junior Police Academy. And they can, once they open that page, they'll get all the details. There's an online application that they can download and a parental permission form as well.
All right, and let's wrap up with increased traffic enforcement. Where are those locations?
This week, we will have officers in the 3,000 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour right there next to the Tejas Center. And we will have officers in the 2700 block of East 29th Street, which is about 35 miles an hour, and it's right there in front of St. Joe's. So slow down all over town.
You bet, especially since we have this continuing off and on rain.
Definitely.
Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.